turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. Get over there. We're going to be doing two main verses tonight, going up of Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. And then if you want to hold your place in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 7. Let's start in Hebrews. I think this is my second time preaching in this building, technically in here. No, third. This would be third. It is much different up here than it is down there. It's so much height difference, people different, it's just way more intimidating up here. You there, say amen?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And now turning over to 2 Timothy 4, verse number 7, says, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith." I'm going to be preaching tonight on these two verses and some others about run your race. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day, opportunity to stand from preaching your house, Lord. We're grateful for this opportunity, Lord, to use me. I'm thankful for it. I ask that you be with all the ones that are here, Lord, and all the ones that will be watching later. I ask that you just help us tonight. There are many different requests that were made known, Lord, and even the ones that weren't. I ask that you just be with me today. And I ask that you just calm my nerves, Lord, calm my heart, help me just speak clearly and precisely, Lord. Just say what needs to be said. And I ask that you just help me do what thus saith the Lord. I ask that you be with us tonight. Starting out, my title was "Run Your Race." How do you run a race? If you turn with me to John chapter 4, verse number 10, take my first point. You have to hydrate, or you have to read your Bible. So I am not going to come up here and try to lie in front of anybody. I am not an avid runner. I enjoy the occasional run. But I do not wake up every morning and go for a run, nor do I do marathons or track or anything like that. But from the brief time I have run, I know you have to hydrate, because if you don't, a lot of things can go wrong. So, like I said, you have to hydrate. So in John chapter 4, verse number 10, says, "Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." You have to, before you even start running this race, you have to have, or run this Christian life, you have to know and have to drink of the living water, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So before you hear any the rest of this message, you have to know Jesus Christ. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you can talk to me, talk to Josh, Pastor, anybody you have confidence in, we can show you how to do that. But going into my second point, you have to stay in the Word. My sub point, there's often, when you're running a race, you know, marathons, different places around the world, you'll see them running, and then you'll see water stations throughout the whole race, throughout the track, different places alive throughout the course. Those are for the runners to grab water, either they can or they don't have to. You can stand there and drink, or you can grab it as you go. You can drink a little bit, you can drink a lot. It's up to you. So you have to hydrate. You have to have the living water, but then also you need that daily water, that encouragement, that strength that you get from reading your Bible. So even if you just drink a little bit, some runners, when they grab a cup, they might just take a sip and they might drop it and keep running. That might be your verse for the day. Or you can sit there and you can drink the whole cup, and that's what you need for the day. You can drink that whole cup, or you can read that whole chapter, you can read that whole devotional you have. Different people are going to need different amounts of water. If you're continuously drinking water and you're continuously running, your body's going to be able to run on less water, because it knows how much it needs to continue. But if you're not drinking water and you're not running all the time, you don't have that water in you. You don't. Your body's not used to it. And so it's going to require more. It's going to require that extra assistance. And so when you're running, you need that extra hydration to keep you going. So, the next point is you have to focus. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Going over here, you have to focus because you don't know what will either come in your path or what you might not see. You could be looking around and see something. It might not even necessarily be a bad thing, but if it's not what you need to be focusing on, it will get in your way and it will hinder you. So Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, it says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. You have to focus so you don't stumble or fall. When Peter was walking on the water, when Jesus called him to walk on water, when he was looking at Jesus and he was focusing on him, and that was the only thing he was seeing, that was the only thing he was paying attention to, and that was his main focus, he was fine. He was walking on water like it was dry ground. There was no concern, there was no problem. He probably didn't even notice the storm. All he was focused on in that moment was that Jesus told him to walk on water. But as soon, the instant he stopped looking at Jesus, he probably noticed the waves getting a little higher. Probably noticed the lightning getting a little brighter and the thunder getting a little louder, and he began to sink. The moment he lost his focus, and how dangerous it is for us to lose our focus. If we're running this race of life, you don't know what's going to come in your way. You don't know what's going to come tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen to you. The moment you lose focus on Jesus Christ is the moment something will go wrong, because Jesus is the only way we're going to make it.
Amen.
It should be hard to see our problems if we're focused on God. Our God is so big. In the whole scheme of things, our problems are very, very small if they're compared to how big our God is. So the more you focus on God and the bigger you realize God is and the more you're focused on Him, you're not going to notice the small stuff. You're not going to notice all these meagerly earthly problems that are just merely storms. They come to pass and they will pass. So you have to focus and you have to pay attention to where you're going, because if not, it could be detrimental. So point number three, run to finish. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 9:24. You have to run to finish. We're in this for a purpose. We're in this for the long game. There is not a point where we should give up. There should be always something we're aiming towards, always something we're going to. That's what we'll see in these verses right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24. Helps if I go to 1 Corinthians, not 2 Corinthians. Alright, 1 Corinthians 9:24, it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize, so run that ye may obtain. When folks on the left of a phrase, it says, so run that ye may obtain. The word obtain means to seize or to capture.
Right.
We're going after something. We are always striving towards something. Either that something is going to be of God, or that something is going to be of this world. So you need to focus, like my second point says, of what you're striving for, what you're trying to obtain. Are we trying to just obtain worldly favor and worldly pleasures here? Or are we trying to strive and trying to obtain that crown that's laid up in heaven for us? Are we running to obtain what God wants for us? Are we running to obtain the promises that He's already given us in the Bible?
Yes.
We have come this far, so there's no need to give up now. If you're running, and then if you can see the finish line, that's going to motivate you. You have the book in your hand, and you see in the end what's going to happen and what the end result is. We know we went in the bag, so what's holding us back? So if we know we're going to win, it's so much easier to play the game. If I'm playing Monopoly with Josh, and I already know I'm going to win, I'm going to keep playing. I'm finishing this game. I don't care if it takes 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm going to win. I'm going to stay here all day. But if I know I'm going to lose, I guess we can just call this one. It's fine. Or we can go home. It's getting kind of late. So, you don't, there's no determination if you already know you're doing. But we're not. We have that hope.
Amen.
We have that confidence in Jesus that we know we're going to win. The Bible is true.
Yes,
there's not been one part of this Bible that has been wrong.
Amen.
So we know, and we can have confidence when we read the scriptures, that all the promises are going to come to pass.
Amen.
So when we're reading the Bible, we can have that confidence. So we need to run that we will obtain the promises that God has for us. So I have two questions and a statement. Two statements and a question. We need to stay hydrated and stay in the Word. And it might be time to get refocused. And what is it going to take for you to finish? Why are you not finishing? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day and the opportunity to preach in your house, Lord. I ask that you just use what I said, Lord, to honor and glorify you. I ask that you just be with us tonight, Lord. Be with Josh as he gets up to preach after me, Lord. I ask that you just give him confidence, Lord, in what he has to say. I ask that you be with the ones that are here, Lord, and the ones that didn't make it out tonight. I ask that you just use us, Lord, and give us a special blessing tonight. In my prayer.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord, for you.
You think about that, you know. We need to stay focused. Run your race. Sometimes we get in everybody else's race.